And we all have on the phone this morning for a community conversation. We have West Bend School Superintendent Jen Wimmer. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Thanks for giving us a call this morning. We'll catch up on some things with you. Where would you like to start this morning?
Well, let's start with a great big congratulations and thank you to several high school students that have represented West Bend in state competitions. So I'd like to make sure and congratulate our swimmers on an amazing performance at state over the weekend. Every single one of them set a new personal record for themselves. We had four West swimmers and one East swimmer qualify for state. Nicole Walters finished 11th in the 100 butterfly. The 200 free relay team made up of Ashley Jankowski, Maren McDonald, Julia Rad, Kaylee Krause took 12th. And the 400 free relay team, which included, again, Ashley Jankowski, Julia Rad, Nicole Walters, Maren McDonald, finished 15th in the state. So congratulations to those ladies, and thank you for representing. We also had East Cross Country runner Tommy Conklin qualify for state, and he finished 40th at the state championship, so congratulations to him.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so, you know, it's great to have representation at state from West Bend and, you know, really proud of our student athletes. Our West football team is finishing up their season this Friday at home versus Kettle Moraine, and that's going to wrap up our fall sports. You talked about the cold. I actually went out and bought a new winter coat. It's getting a little cold watching those football games, but excited to cheer on the teams. Our girls' basketball, gymnastics, and hockey start their seasons yesterday, and the rest of our winter sports are scheduled to begin next week, and that includes bowling, skiing, snowboarding, wrestling, and, of course, boys swim and dive. So excited to get those off the ground.
And, again, we're in kind of the same situation with the WIA as far as spectators and so on for winter sports?
Correct. With the only deviation for our district being we have to further limit our spectators at swim and dive competitions. So we're really making sure our families are in those volunteer positions to do timing so that they can watch their student athletes compete. But other than that, it's two spectators generally per sport. And as you can imagine, as we move indoors, we've been in lots of conversations. Again, I applaud all our athletic directors in the entire North Shore Conference. Each of them has been working very diligently to figure out what mitigation plans we can put in place, different protocols to keep our student athletes healthy and in season. So just a thank you to them.
Right, right. Before I forget, I did note I see something. I get posts from the West Bend Current
sure.
with some great writing from talented young journalists there. And I'm going to give them a tip of the hat. And they mentioned today that co-curriculars are now doing some more meeting in person than they had been.
Right. Again, just in the abundance of caution, as we wanted to kind of slowly open up, some of the clubs and co-curriculars had been meeting virtually or had just delayed. So we have a large offering. If you want to visit our website, our high school website has a co-curricular and clubs page. And I want to say there's over 40 offerings just at the high school alone. And then our middle schools and other schools have a variety of different clubs and activities for students as well. So I would encourage everyone to check out those pages for their schools and get involved.
All right. Sounds good. School board met last night. What went on at the meeting?
We did. It was a continuation of last week's meeting where we were kind of looking ahead and what we can do to further mitigate any potential quarantines. You know, it's hard when students are exposed to positive cases and then we're subjecting everyone to quarantine and losing 14 days of in-person instruction. They certainly go into distance learning and can learn from home, and our teachers have done an amazing job. But we wanted to be really strategic in looking at our calendar. As we all know, our school year looks different. So we wanted to make sure and be responsive and adjust our calendar calendar to reflect that. So I think the largest thing that we did was push in six staff planning days. Our teachers and all of our instructional staff, our support staff, are kind of living in two worlds. They present instructionally to their in-person students, and then we usually have a cohort that could be anywhere from one student to 10 that have stepped out for distance learning, whether they're ill or they're on quarantine. So that kind of really dynamic planning to meet all those diverse needs in those multiple methods of instruction really requires some intense planning. So we wanted to make sure that we kept our bar set really high and our amazing staff had the time that they needed to plan for that challenge. So coming up very quick, I know we sent out an email to families last night, but we'll also post it and send some reminders. But coming up quick, we've extended some planning time post breaks. You know, we believe that our families are going to gather with whether it's siblings home from college, maybe a little bit of extended family. I know everyone is working to keep gatherings small and contained just in doing their part for distancing. But, you know, with that extra gathering comes additional exposure, and we don't want to risk, you know, students having to step out for either a positive case of COVID-19 or exposure through quarantine. So we're trying to mitigate any potential absences post those breaks. So we've pushed in a couple days following Thanksgiving, a couple planning days in December, and then a couple sprinkled throughout the year just to give us that little bit of breathing room again. For instructional planning, it also puts a disruption in our calendar to help kind of if we've got a trajectory going, it helps disrupt that as well, gives us some time to get in those buildings and continue our efforts in deep cleaning as well.
Sure. We're having a community conversation this morning with West Bend School Superintendent Jen Wimmer. Now, explain to me what's happening with the high schools after Thanksgiving, because I understand there's a difference in who's going to be in and who's going to be out after Thanksgiving, correct?
Absolutely. So one of those mitigating measures, again, we are doing amazing work. As I read a headline, it's almost, you know, every couple hours another school or district is closing, and we have been doing really, everyone's doing Herculean efforts to keep our doors open, keep in-person going, and we're really proud of that. So again, another mitigation measure at our high school, our space is really tight. We do not have 6 feet in between every learner. And what happens is when we have exposure to a positive case, we're generally asking an additional 20 to 30 students to step out and quarantine. And again, that's something that's reactionary. It's not planned. This schedule is a cohort model. What we're going to do is students, depending on kind of last name or grouping, will attend alternate days in person. That makes sure that we don't lose that in-person instruction that we value so much. And then it gives us that smaller cohort size in classrooms, so I can ensure 6 feet. So if we do unfortunately have a positive case, that exposure is limited and we don't have so many students having to step out for quarantine. So again, I know by Wednesday our high school teams have been doing a little bit more design work. And our high school principals will be communicating kind of exactly what that looks like. But it'll be by alphabet, and it's looking at some alternate attendance, with Wednesday being a full virtual day. Now, with that said, there's exceptions to every rule. So we want any family to reach out to those principals if there is any exception. We've had, you know, hey, my family carpools, could we switch up our day? You know, we'll take into consideration those exceptions. But also we have students who might have health factors where being fully virtual is in their best interest. You know, we might have some families where they just don't have reliable internet in a lot of areas, actually, that we serve. So we'll have some technology hubs where kids can come in on their days to make sure that they've got consistent, reliable internet connection. So, again, just reach out to those principals and have those conversations so we can plan.
And sooner the better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And during that time for our high school, we will continue our transportation. We will continue breakfast and lunch service. We'll make it so that kids can have pickup meals if they're doing virtual. All of those services are still in place.
All right. So, boy, it sounds like you've got a lot of balls keeping in the air at this point.
We do, we do. But it's I couldn't be more proud of the team of people that I work with. Our families have been so supportive, and our kids are just amazing and resilient and really adaptive.
All right. What else is on your list this morning, Jen?
You know, one of the things I think that I just want to highlight is that, again, I'm new to the area, and I was really happy to get connected with our fellow county superintendents. You saw that we kind of joined together and co-wrote a letter for everyone in our communities that we serve, thanking them for their efforts to keep us open. So I'm really just thankful to be part of that larger team. As you and I chuckled before, it's an amazing year, all right, to be a superintendent. And I think what helps is us staying connected locally, regionally, and even across the nation as we all work to serve students in our community. So I'm really thankful for that.
All right. That's a good lead into the Thanksgiving break, which is coming up. And that's kind of a good time to kind of readjust and so on and so forth. How are we doing as far as enrollment numbers? I know you would have had the third Friday count a while ago now. How are the numbers looking?
As anticipated, we're certainly down. I want to say it's several hundred students. Our enrollment was declining, so some of that was assumed to decline. And then I think one of the most surprising things about enrollment for us was that so many students took on virtual learning full time. So, you know, we have over 900 students participating in virtual classes. The desire for virtual learning in some form or fashion, really, we anticipated about 450, so it doubled. So I'm excited that we kind of, there's a lot of growing pains with bringing on full virtual learning, but when you talk about that enrollment, I think that's something that might be here to stay in some form or fashion, so we'll continue to work on and grow that program for enrollment too, because you see a lot of people, even from other districts, who called us and were interested in enrolling in our program. So I think it's something that sets us apart and could grow our enrollment in the future.
All right. I have one other question, and this is from, I kind of picked this up from some students I've talked to here and there. Some of them are having some difficulty adjusting. Has the district kicked in some extra services for kids who are having some difficulties? Because I would think there probably is more than two.
Yep, absolutely. The commitment by our board to add student services staff so that every single one of our schools has not only nursing staff to deal with the actual physical health components, but as far as mental health and those pieces, we have full-time guidance counselors in our schools. We have full-time school psychologists in our schools. We have family liaisons in our schools, and all of those are those wraparound supports for students, in addition, of course, to their classroom teachers and other administrators and staff. So we've got some key positions to really focus on and support students and their social-emotional well-being. We've also done some structured kind of whole group lessons in helping kids navigate that return to school, the processing of all the emotion around change and those pieces. So I guess it would continue to encourage families and students directly to reach out to those around you. Let your teacher know that you're struggling. They can help get you connected at school. Let principals know. And again, just reaching out to our staff so that we can help find you supports, whether it's at school or in West Bend. We have such a rich community of support organizations as well. Let us know and we can help you get connected.
All right. Thank you very much. Did we miss anything, or we covered it all this morning?
No, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.